Chapter 7, A Woodland Wedding. Saturday. Diary, today is the day. Do you like my dress? Oh, and I think I know who took the necklace, but I won't say anything yet. We both know I've been wrong before, and that didn't go well. I need to make sure that I'm right before I even tell you my idea. First, I need to phone Lucy. Hi, Lucy. The wedding is today. Cage. Are you bringing Rex in his? Yes. Should we dress them up too? Of course. They can be kings again. Great idea. But Eva, I feel bad we didn't find the necklace. Guess what? I think I solved the mystery. Really? Wow. Tell me more, Eva. I can't right now. But you will know everything soon. Lucy and I flew to the wedding super early to set up. The other club members met us there. Everything looks flap-tastic. But we still haven't found a necklace. Don't worry, Eva. Thinks she's solved the mystery. Yes, I think. Just then, Miss Featherbottom flew in. Everything looks so beautiful. Thank you all so much. I just wish I had my necklace. Miss Featherbottom, have you seen Rex and Baxter? The pets all look lovely, Eva. But come look at Rex with his castle cage. I'm rather busy, Eva. Please, Miss Featherbottom. Well, okay. Look closely, everyone. We all looked at Rex and at his castle. My necklace! Rex took it. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's not your fault, dear. The important thing is that we found it in time. Wow, Eva, how did you solve the mystery? Teamwork. The crumbs you found made me sure the thief was a pet. The scratch marks Zara found made me think of Rex. Whatever Rex played with Baxter, he leaves scratch marks all over the tree. I also know Rex likes shiny things, so I thought he must have taken the necklace stickers and glitter pens all who decorates his castle. Thank you so much, everyone. Oh no! I was so worried about my necklace that I forgot my something new borrowed or blue. I don't have any of those things. Sue and I looked at each other. We both had the same idea. We can help with that. We can help you with that. My dear diary, the wedding was the most beautiful wedding I had ever seen. Well, it was also the only imagine a love liar one. Later, we all danced to Humphrey's band. Sue's mom came over and gave me an invitation to a surprise birthday party tomorrow for Sue. She didn't forget. I got an invitation. Me too. Hooray! We're all invited. We danced the day away. Diary. Now I must get some sleep. I can't wait to see Sue's face when she finds out about the surprise tomorrow. Good day. Okay, now